All trips require a fare. The passenger will be informed at the time of approval for the paratransit service. A passenger may pay the fare with exact change on each ride, pay the fare for both ways on their first ride, purchase tickets for the value of the passenger's copay in advance. Tickets equal to the amount of your individual trip fare may be purchased in advance at the following locations. Call your Area Transit Paratransit Customer Service, 8300 Radio Road, Naples, Florida, 34104. Or call your Area Transit Intermodal Transfer Station at the Government Center, 3355 East Tamiami Trail, Naples, Florida, 34112. The driver will collect the fare/ticket from you when you board the vehicle. You must have the exact change. Drivers do not carry money. Payment of proper fare is required upon boarding the vehicle. Failure to pay for the appropriate fare will result in your trip being denied. Fares will depend upon your sponsorship or funding source. See details below. Effective October 1, 2012, the fares are as follows. Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. The fare for this service is $3 for a one-way trip. Guests are required to pay $3 for a one-way trip. Transportation Disadvantaged, or TD. The fare for TD trips is on an income scale and varies from $1, $3, $4, $5, or $7 per one-way trip. This program does not allow transport guests. Multiple destinations. Each trip includes one destination. Brief stops at locations before the scheduled destination will not be allowed. If multiple destinations are needed, each section of the trip must be scheduled separately and the rider must pay a fare for each ride. Refusal to pay or no pays. In an effort to ensure consistent and fair transportation services to all of our passengers, everyone is expected to pay the proper fare upon boarding the Call Your Area Paratransit vehicle. To emphasize the importance of limiting no pays, CAP has adopted the following zero tolerance of refusal to pay policy. If the passenger does not have the appropriate amount to pay for his or her copay, transportation will not be provided. If the passenger refuses to pay for a return trip, the passenger will not be eligible to reserve a future trip until payment of the copay has been fulfilled.